After visiting Baghdad yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld flew to Kabul, Afghanistan today. 2 years after the September 11 attacks, several thousand U.S. troops continue searching for Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters. New York Times reporter Carlotta Gall has spent much of the last 2 years in Afghanistan and joins us now by satellite phone. Carlotta, the events of the last few days remind us that the Afghan war isn't really over.
No, certainly not. We've had a marked increase of Taliban activity in the south and the southeast, and we've seen four U.S. soldiers killed in the last month. So definite escalation and a reminder that although the Taliban fell, they're capable of regrouping and coming back.
And the Americans have been conducting raids over the last few days looking for enemy fighters, right?
They're always out patrolling, but they've launched two operations, one right on the border with Pakistan and one further in on the southern province.
Can you describe specifically some of the American actions of the last couple of days?
They joined up with Afghan forces in Zabul province, and they've gone into these remote valleys high in the mountains where they found groups of Taliban heavily entrenched with camps, with caves. They chased them out, often calling in airstrikes to bomb them, and said there's a lot of bodies from that.
When you say Taliban forces heavily dug in, have they been trying to deliberately draw in the American forces to a fight in an area that they'd prepared for a fight?
I'm not so sure if it's that, so much as most of the observers and the diplomats seem to think they were creating a staging area where they could come in, bring in fighters from Pakistan up to this remote mountain area where they could live there, train, and from there they could launch out to do hit-and-run operations, ambushes, in a variety of provinces from that high mountain area. And one commander told me he thought they'd been there for 5 months.
And I want to ask, who's financing all this activity? I understand that a United Nations official has suggested that the drug trade, which is returning again to Afghanistan, is being used to finance some of this activity.
We don't know where the money's coming, but we certainly see an increase in activity and an increase of money around, possibly from the parties in Pakistan who've won electoral success and support the Taliban openly, possibly from al-Qaeda, possibly from, some people say, the Pakistani secret services. There definitely seems to be money around, and it's being offered to people to join the fight.
Carlotta Gall is a reporter for the New York Times. She's on a satellite phone in Kabul, Afghanistan. Carlotta, thanks very much.
Thank you.